Jesus preached that the kingdom of God was at hand. But in Mark's gospel, and even today, it's clear that God's kingdom hasn't been fully manifested in the world. In what sense did Jesus establish God's kingdom during his earthly ministry? And in what sense are we still waiting for his kingdom to come?
One of the most difficult things for people to understand is the relationship between the first and second coming of Jesus the Messiah. It's understandable that people would say, well, how could Jesus be the Messiah and have fulfilled messianic expectations when we don't see lions lying down with lambs? We don't see people beating their swords into plowshares. We don't see peace on earth, goodwill toward men. So how is it that the Messiah has come? Well, what we had to realize was that there is a first coming of the Messiah and a second coming of the Messiah. What we call it is inaugurated eschatology. This idea that end time realities have been brought into history with the first coming of Jesus. They've been inaugurated, they've been initiated and begun in a decisive way, but they still are being worked out to the point where there will ultimately be a consummation of these realities. It's been called the now and not yet of the kingdom. That the kingdom has come, Jesus has brought it, he's delivered the decisive blow in the battle, but the battle still rages. And it awaits a future ultimate fulfillment and coming. And so that's the tension we live in as the people of God now, between Jesus' first and second comings, the now of the kingdom and the not yet of the kingdom. And this has many broad applications to our lives. So we have power over sin, but we still have a battle to fight over sin. We see demonstrations of end time realities now working themselves out, but we realize that that battle will continue until we see Jesus again and he finally comes once and for all.
One of the things that Jesus accomplished during his earthly ministry was to establish the kingdom of God on earth. Now, what that appears to mean is that in an act of divine power, Jesus established a beachhead in hostile territory and inaugurated an invasion initiative that is destined to restore this planet to its rightful creator and owner and king. This initial assault on hostile territory manifested itself in a number of dramatic ways, challenging systemic evil, challenging demonic evil, dispelling deception with light and truth. It was a powerful introduction of an alternative allegiance. This campaign is still underway. There remains mopping up operations, cleaning up, last holdouts to be eliminated. And the final enemy that remains to be overcome is death. And so, even as we participate in the power of the Spirit in this ongoing kingdom campaign, we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. There's still something we need supernatural aid to see achieved.
Yeah, it's important to ask the question, in what sense did Jesus establish his messianic kingdom in his first coming, and in what way are we awaiting it in the future? The scripture is very clear that in his first coming, he has come as the king. He has announced the kingdom. That kingdom has now arrived. In fulfillment of Old Testament expectation, God's saving rule has broken into this world in Jesus Christ, culminating in his death, His resurrection demonstrating that his death has been victorious, sin has been dealt with, death as the consequence of sin has been defeated, and not just in the resurrection, his glorious ascension, he is now seated at God's right hand, Pentecost, he has poured out the Spirit. All of that is part of the coming of the kingdom, what we call the inauguration of the kingdom. It is now here. Yet our Lord Jesus Christ has also told us that there is still the future. We still pray. Think of the Lord's Prayer that we pray, your kingdom come. Well, the kingdom has come. He has won victory. It is still awaiting its consummation. Why this delay? Well, I think the reason for the delay is for the spread of the gospel, for the gospel to go to the nations so that all of God's people now come into relationship with him. That is over a period of time. That's how he's chosen to do so. So that the kingdom has now come, victory has been won, consummation takes place when he comes again, and there is then the restoration of all things. Sometimes the illustration from World War II is used in this regard. D-Day, when the Allied troops went stormed the beaches of Normandy, that brought basically almost the end of the war. I mean, but there were still more battles to be done. That was V-Day in terms of the kind of consummation. Well, Christ's first coming is that D-Day. It is that which has brought with it victory. There's also now the consummation that will take place in the end, victory, and it's just a matter of time before he comes again.